USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Still no compromise after another meeting at the White House to discuss raising the debt ceiling. After the meeting, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said time is running out.
We only have 15 days really to go. We've got to find a way that we can curb our spending, raise our debt limit, and also grow our economy.
He does believe a compromise can be reached by Friday. And for his part, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer agrees.
We need to pass a bipartisan bill with bipartisan support in both chambers. I asked Speaker McCarthy, does he agree with that? And he said yes.
President Biden is cutting short an overseas trip to Australia to deal with the debt crisis. An intruder entered National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan's home in late April. The unidentified person was able to get into the house undetected by Sullivan's security detail. Sullivan told the man, who appeared to be drunk, to get out, and he did. Sullivan then alerted agents to the incident the Secret Service is investigating. The former head of the failed Silicon Valley Bank is apologizing for the bank's failure and the crisis it caused.
The takeover of SVB has been personally and professionally devastating, and I'm truly sorry for how this has impacted SVB's employees, our clients, and our shareholders.
Greg Becker told the Senate Banking Committee that the collapse was a shock to him and said he and advisors were working closely together to respond to concerns from regulators. Committee Chair Sherrod Brown blamed the bank for ignoring government warnings. Now's a bad time to buy a house. At least that's what a majority of Americans think. A new Gallup poll found that more than three-quarters of Americans think now is not a good time to buy a home. Only 21% of respondents felt the time was right to buy. This is just the second time since 1978, when Gallup began conducting the poll, that fewer than half of the respondents had a positive view of the housing market. This is USA News.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Leaving for the gym so early?
I'm ready to go.
Since you started taking Nugenix Total T, you've been acting like when we met in our 20s.
I feel like myself again. Lower testosterone after turning 40 slowed me down. Nugenix Total T has been a game changer for me.
What is it about Nugenix Total T that's different?
Well, it's a patented key ingredient called Testofen. It boosts free and total testosterone to help you get back the drive and energy from your youth. It's backed by 5 clinical studies.
I've seen the huge difference it's made for you in the gym, at work, and in the bedroom.
I'm so glad I sent them a text for my complimentary bottle. Text PRIDE to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Nugenix is the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now, and we'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever. Absolutely free. Text PRIDE to 321-321. That's PRIDE to 321-321.
For the first time in 2 months, retail sales are on the rise. The Commerce Department reported today that spending on cars, food, and gas increased 0.4% last month, but that gain was less than expected because gas prices had dropped slightly. Diversity, equity, and inclusion programs on Florida higher education campuses have been defunded by the state.
A bill blocking Florida's public colleges and universities from funding diversity, equity, and inclusion programs will soon become law in the Sunshine State. Student Madison Markham.
Ron DeSantis signed one of the most insulting pieces of legislation in academic history, I'd say in the United States, on our very home campus.
Republican Governor Ron DeSantis at New College, where he signed the bill.
This has actually been implemented across the country. DEI is better viewed as standing for discrimination, exclusion, and indoctrination.
The laws go into effect Saturday, July 1st. I'm Lance Pry.
AAA is predicting air travel over Memorial Day weekend will surpass pre-pandemic levels. They expect 3.4 million Americans to fly over the holiday weekend. It's an 11% increase over last year and 5.5% more than 2019. If you live in Green Bay, Wisconsin, lucky you. You live in what U.S. News and World Report says is the best place to live in America. Huntsville, Alabama comes in at number 2, followed by Raleigh, Durham, North Carolina. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.